Hello, I'm Mark Steiner. Welcome. Good to have you back with us here. We are going to switch gears here. Something really fascinating came across desk. Bobby Marvin Holmes, one of my producers, has been pushing this conversation, and I'm glad he did. We are about to talk to Roy T. Anderson. He's director of Akwantu, The Journey, a film that weaves its own personal ancestral sojourn, a historical journey that tells a tale of an important culture, his own heroic ancestors. Present day. Roy T. Anderson, welcome.
Descendant.
Oh.
Having me.
Are we playing?
Hello, Mark. I'm here.
I thought they were playing a clip. I got confused there.
No problem.
Roy, how are you? Welcome. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much.
So this is, the film is pretty amazing. And you grew up in the States, but your family is Jamaican and of Maroon descent, right?
Exactly. I myself personally was born in Jamaica.
You were born in Jamaica, but you were raised here.
Yes, yes.
You got that New Jersey thing going on, so I figured you weren't raised in Jamaica.
Well, you know, Jamaica by way of Toronto and now New Jersey.
So talk a bit, let's talk about, before we talk about what inspired you to kind of do this film, let's set some of the history here and who the Maroons are, who they were, what they mean, because people don't know this story, and I think it's always been one of my favorite stories and groups of people.
Well, you know, the sad thing is, if you go back in history, you know, the people who record history are generally the ones who own the means of production.
Amen.
You don't generally have what you call history from below. You know, we may have instances of a lot of Equiano writing about the slave trade, but that's not commonplace. So, you know, I just thought that it was important for me to be able to tell the story of my ancestors and putting a certain sensibility, which you may not, you know, have found in other tellings of their story.
And going back, I mean, let's talk about who the Maroons were. I mean, think that the way you talk about this history, because the Maroons are not gone, they're still here. But
oh, absolutely. They're very much alive. You know, 275 years later, they're alive and kicking in the interior of Jamaica and for that sake, all over the world.
And before the American Revolution took place, before the Haitians won in 1791, the Maroons in Jamaica, African slaves, who had their culture in their hearts and their lives, stood up and fought the British and won.
Absolutely. You know, it was a campaign that lasted more than 80 years. Go figure.
So tell me why you think the significance of this.
Well, I mean, you know, you look at something like Spartacus, who celebrated. I think his campaign only lasted about 2 or 3 years, and in the end, they did lose their rebellion.
Right.
But back to point, you know, the Maroons, like I said, they fought for over an 80-year period, and in the end, they sat down at the table with a mighty superpower, the British, and were able to negotiate not for their freedom, but to maintain their freedom. And two treaties were drawn up in 1738/39, which did just that.
So let me get people a sense of the power of some of the stuff going on here. We're going to play part of the trailer to your film and come right back. Listen to this, folks.
The Maroons are the present-day descendants of Africans who escaped from slavery and managed to build their own communities in inaccessible parts of the country in the interior of Jamaica.
They were known to be especially rebellious. They had a sense of discipline. They had a sense of how to use weapons. They had a sense of how to fight.
25 Maroons did fight 500 British soldiers and win them.
You're kidding me?
Yes.
The British Army arguably was the best army in the world in the 18th century. And the ability of peoples who were not trained in 18th century warfare to defeat them had to be an incredible event.
The Port-au-Prince, they never go out there and dress themselves in these big, bright, red, black, and white coats. They were dressed aptly for this surrounding.
Now, we know about the bush. We have to use the bush. So you will be walking past can be a dozen Maroons right there. And you're just walking past the car, they're blending with the environment.
You know that a bunch of black people in the bush could wage such a successful war against the British and force a treaty out of them is certainly something to be proud about.
The first peoples to actually win this kind of struggle, people who were slaves, were the Maroons. And I think that's often lost in the history books. People who understand Caribbean history will talk about the Haitian Revolution, and they won't talk about the Maroons in the 18th century.
We're here with Roy T. Anderson, who is an award-winning stuntman, stunt coordinator, who did work for Will Smith, Denzel Washington, Jamie Foxx, has been in Dark Knight Rises, Spider-Man 2, Bourne Ultimatum, American Gangster, TV shows like Law & Order, and decided to make his own film, Akwantu, The Journey, the story of the Maroon people who he is descended from, where he traces Jamaican family roots. Roy, tell me what this journey meant to you. What did you learn on this journey that really kind of just took you back? You may have grown up in the culture, but I'm sure you discovered a lot.
I sure did. You know, the funny thing is, I mean, we grow up and we just take so many things for granted. I know as a young kid in Jamaica, you know, my grandfather and his brothers and things like that and those folks would talk about these people. He would describe them as, you know, these people up in the hills. And, you know, as kids, you know, you're only interested in going out there and playing with your friends and so forth. So I didn't really, pay that any mind until about 5 years ago. When I really, really got interested to learn, you know, about my roots, there were, you know, quite a few shows that were coming on TV. You know, Professor Gates from Harvard, he had a show, you know, Tracing Your Roots. And that kind of gave a little bit of an impetus to me to kind of do that, you know. So it for me, it just started out as a basic, you know, family story. And as I found out more and more about my family, Maroons, this word just kept on popping up. And then I remember my grandfather talked about these folks, and I just decided to just, you know, get as much information as I could about the Maroons. You know, read books, read online articles, whatever film there were out there. And then I decided that, you know, it wasn't enough. Their story should not be left on the pages of a book. It deserves a much larger treatment than that. And that's when I decided that, hey, you know, I've been in this business for over 30 years. I can probably try and do it. I think it's going to be my biggest stunt, but I can do it. I can tell this story. And I felt, you know, it had to be told.
So now, where can folks see this weekend? I understand that tomorrow it's going to be shown in D.C., not in D.C., but in Montgomery County, Silver Spring.
Yeah, in Silver Spring, it's part of the D.C. Caribbean Film Festival, showing at 3 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. But then, you know, we have screenings throughout the U.S. and around the world coming up. As a matter of fact, we have a screening in Grenada for educators next Tuesday, June the 4th. And, you know, I'll be addressing some high school students in Harlem on Wednesday at the Frederick Douglass Academy. And I can go on and on, but if folks want to know more about the film, they can go to our website, which is www.aquantuthemovie.com, and that'll list all of our upcoming screenings and give information about, you know, how they can purchase the film. It just got released today, as a matter of fact.
Good.
Yes.
And so, and we will link to that on our website, steinershow.org, and we will be in touch. Maybe we can get you to bring this film to Baltimore.
Well, I look forward to that.
People need to see this.
What's that?
People need to see this.
Oh, absolutely. They can go to our website, and they can, you know, all over the U.S. or the world, if they want to request a screening, just let us know, and we'll make it happen.
Roy T. Anderson, I'm glad you jumped from stuntman to filmmaker. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Akwantu, The Journey, the story of the Maroon people. It really should not be missed. It's a huge part of our culture that needs to be seen by all. Roy, thank you. On the way out of here, I want to remember something very important. A man who I knew, who is a very special human being, passed away much too early. He was only 76 years old. The Reverend Dr. Harold A. Carter Sr., New Shiloh Baptist Church, one of our wonderful and practical institutions in this town, passed away. And we're awaiting information on funeral arrangements. And we want to have reflect on this man's life. 47 years he preached in this town, touched the lives of countless people in Baltimore. Our hearts go out to his congregation. Our hearts go out to his family. And we'll always remember Pastor Dr. Harold A. Carter Sr. of New Shiloh Baptist Church, a very special human being who left us much too soon. I'll remind you now as we leave here, the Mark Sanna Show is brought to you in part by MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, offering a full range of financial services. MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, is helping its members and its community prosper. When you invest in yourself, MeQ invests in you. Remember, it's a credit union, not just a bank. It belongs to you. More information at www.mecu.com. You can also go to steinershow.org. Their banner is always there. All the information about what they can offer you is there as well. The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Bobby Marvin Holmes, Mark Unnery, and Stephanie Mavronis. Our engineer is Andre Melton. Our intern is Lila Warshaw. Our theme music by Wal Matthews of Clean Cut. You can podcast this show, find information about our guests, and the link to all the work that they do by going to our website at steinershow.org. You can also download, listen to our podcast on iTunes, so check that out as well. Republic Radio, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. I'm Mark Steiner. Stay tuned now. Michelle Martin's coming up. Tell me more. Take care. Have a lovely weekend. See you all Monday.